Let's talk about Eric Omondi today. So he has decided to release a music video na ana collabo na Amber Ray.
Nataka kuonyesha how it's done. Nimeta video na washindia nayo. Nafanya video hata Chris Brown hawezi fanya. Nimetoa 3.8 million Kenyan shillings kufanya hii video. Na nimechukua the best talent in Kenya. The most beautiful. Akona toa nyoka pangoni na kuua. Ndio mjua mna talent. Ama namna gani?
Hapo sasa. Lazima tuoneshe. Hii kazi yenye mnafanyanga hapa haiwezi.
So obviously there's gonna be numbers. Because Amber Ray, first of all, she's pretty. She has a huge following. She releases a video on YouTube and people watch. But now Eric Omondi's main goal right now is to show Kenyan artists that they are doing nothing. I'm anticipating the music video, ndio nione what it is that he can do that Octopizzo hasn't done. He has even criticized the OG rapper in Africa, Calligraph Jones, and said that he looked like a bouncer.
Unafanya video shoddy. Calligraph unafanya video kwa car park. Yeah, umekuwa bouncer. Yeah?
Now, a few months ago, I did criticize him because I feel like he's full of gimmicks. And I did ruffle a few feathers, but it is what it is. After he left this show called Churchill, I have struggled understanding what is he trying to do. Because it's either he's on his media pundits trying to talk about the way Kenyan artists are undermined. They put out low quality stuff. They don't put in their work also. They're not investing in their craft. Vitu kama hizo, now he is trying to fight for Kenyans who are jobless and the high cost of living, if I'm not wrong, to the point he's being arrested. But the one that caught my eye is this part where he is attacking or alleging that certain former gospel or current gospel artists are gay.
The most immoral people in Kenya are former gospel artists. Ghana Nigel Pia says, Tangua Olewe, we don't see him anywhere. And the rise of homosexuality in Kenya is because of you. In fact, some of you are part of it. And don't dare me. I can mention 10 of you who are homosexuals.
Yeah, is this you, Eric? Many Kenyans thought that this was...
Okay, that is gay. If you are a straight male, if you are a straight male...
Yet, in the same breath, we are supposed to understand that he is an open-minded entertainer. And so if he's given a brand to work with, he can actually put on a dress, wig, and makeup. And dance for us and tell us that the product that he is advertising is supposed to help with your booty. I don't know. I really tried to understand who are they trying to market these products to. They were saying that you will have a very tight belly like his. Yeah, he goes to the gym. Check out the abs. Tummy cream. I don't know why these people, I mean the owners of this brand, thought that selling a product using the female caricature is going to help them connect with their customers, which is mainly female customers. You're selling a breast firming cream. The guy does not have any breasts. The only thing amefanya ni the hair, the eyebrows, all the makeup, nothing else. And ameva dress. It doesn't mean much. Thank God. Other people can see that this person is usually full of gimmicks, to be honest. Because sasa amekuja, he has decided to like spark outrage by like stepping on a few toes, like someone like Calligraph Jones. Sasa you see Nadia Mukami is now addressing him. She said this: Eric Omondi doing something good then finally destroys it. Eric had a proper direction in activism that would have worked based off of his influence. And I was finally like, his brand is good. All of a sudden, anarudi kwa zile gimmicks zake. To be honest, I don't know whether he left his gimmicks. Bado alikuwa tu anafanya tu the thing, because that's his shtick. Nadia goes ahead and poses a question. Who is advising you? Which is true, because he's full of gimmicks. And I don't know whether this is going to be long term. Ama it's actually working like big time. Because hezi kwa yeni mwenda wazimo meka hivi akaamua kufanya this gimmick thing out of nowhere. It could be that it works. She adds, don't ruin something good you are doing over YouTube views. YouTube doesn't even pay that good. The real money is in the streams. You had proper direction. Achana na hizi gimmicks. Jeez. We won't take you serious next time. Which is true. Because remember, he's the one who was like trying to advocate for people because of the cost of living. He was there. As he has expressed, like, he has tried to fight for people, amepigwa tear gas, nini nini, but still, based on my observation, he's full of gimmicks. He's ni kama ni kiki tu. I know some people might think of it differently, because as a person who's like famous, for him, he understands that for you to gain traction, you need to have a gimmick. And it's actually true. The thing is, does it really affect the message that you are trying to put out there? Yeah? Will people perceive you differently because of the things that you have done before? Another thing that is like pretty obvious right now is, as Kenyans, we tend to be pretty condescending to the point, like, it's so hard for us to find something that really works for us. Eh, kama you don't like Genge Tone, trust me, I can promise you, there is an artist out there, anezaka kubamba. You don't need to sit back and say Kenyan music is trash altogether. There is somebody out there who's really talented. You don't really need to blanket people to maramoja and really discredit their work. People like Ben Soul are really talented. You ought to listen to their music. Eh? You don't have to see them from a point of pop culture. Sijui unangoja atoe ngoma kama Selena Gomez. Come on now. If we embraced akina Sauti Soul big time, if we embraced these people wenye muli embrace in 2018, 2019, that is the Genge Tone group, they would be far right now. These people, they were not even able to amass a loyal audience. They got an audience, but not a loyal one. And when it comes to like an audience, I think based on how I've seen things working in the US, your stan culture, it's really necessary. It's toxic, but it's necessary because it's a representation of loyalty. As Kenyans, we tend to criticize a lot to the point we miss out on like having fun or even finding something that can really bamba you in the world of content creation. So easy, there are so many podcasts out there that can make you laugh. When you're busy there being condescending, with your limited taste in like the things you watch and listen to, there is people out here existing. There is the Sandwich podcast, there is the Messy in Between, which is like a very good podcast, by the way. It's very insightful. With the Sandwich podcast, it's just people chatting, and it's kind of fun because it's like the way you would be chatting with your friends, and it just flows right. You know what's funny about Eric Omondi is that he keeps saying that he is the king of comedy, yet Akina Crazy Kenna exists. Akina Crazy Kenna have been seen hardy na huyu Summer Walker from the US. And then huyu ako hapa na gimmicks and weird outfits. I just want to understand what goes on in his mind, because new people have come out. DJ Shitty exists. Abel Mutua exists. Jugush exists. These people, their clips are doing like rounds on TikTok. Everybody is like seeing them in Kenya. Afu kuna mtu kwa hivi ameclaim that they are the kings of comedy, yet they are yet to do something big. Let me tell you guys, Kenyan content is lit. And you will only see this ukiacha madharau. Kwanza, I like Octopizzo's new song. It's titled, I think, Sijawai Tambua. Some of the sort. And there is a point where he states, Sijawai Tambua ngoma za Naija.
Kisa good na chiamini, self-employed na chiajiri. Na Sijawai Tambua ngoma za Naija.
I know it sounds cocky, but yeah, to be honest, we've hyped them so much, yet we have our own sound. We have Karun, also Bien. Bien ametokea kwanza na ngoma mpya. It's called Too Easy. And I don't know why it's not like hitting like as I expected. It's such a unique sound. It's not what we have heard sana sana ikitolewa Kenya.
Yeah, you elevate. And when we dead together, we marinate. And everything you say, I resonate. And when I dead inside you, you lulet. On fire.
Let me tell you guys something I heard the other day when I was listening to a podcast called It's Related, I Promise. There was an episode in Yolikuwa Nasema, do you listen to, Ama, do you watch Kenyan movies or something of the sort? I can't remember the title very well. And in this podcast, Walisema, the Kenyan market is so unpredictable. Eh? It's so unpredictable that other, the investors are only seeing chenye itaingia Showmax ni show yenye imefanywa either South Africa or Nigeria. Hakuna kuleta kitu mpya because we are so unpredictable. If something new is brought to us, we get the ick. I'm telling you guys this because I did a review on Single Kiasi. It's a show on Showmax. And there were a couple of people who complained that this is not original. But sasa unasikia that we are so unpredictable. We are so, tunakuwa, kila saa, tukiona kitu mpya. So they would bring something like new. Because that would mean a bigger budget, nini nini. Like a lot goes into these things. Let me tell you guys, I was like this before, condescending and cynical. Constantly, when I see Kenyan content creators, when I see artists wa Kenya. Kwanza ningesikia gengeton, my blood used to boil because I didn't like that music. Instead of actually acknowledging that these people have an audience, that kama it's not that loyal. They do have an audience. And clearly there is something they are doing. Wanabamba watu in a way. If a video is getting millions of views, then clearly kuna kitu wanafanya poa mahali. But sasa, I couldn't even focus on the artist I actually like. Juu niko hapa hivyo tu, nimejisikia tu kabisa. My mindset changed when I came across content creators. Hawa wawili. Zarilin Zondro and Kim Kadaisi. I remember when I found them, they were not like as big as they are like right now. Niliwapata wakiona 2K subs and below. Kwanza ata Kim hakuanga ata na 1K by the way, by the time I was like discovering her channel. And my mindset changed a lot because I got to see them grow and it really made me feel like good. Sijui kwa nini. And that is when I started embracing Kenyan content creators because it was like, oh, they're actually very cool. Speaking of mindsets that need to change, I remember on my previous episode, I did talk about sex workers. I talked about Kemunto and all that. I seemed to ruffle a few feathers who got slightly triggered there in my comment section trying to say that ata pengine ni wewe unasimamanga kwa hizo streets. Yeah, ni mimi kwa sababu tumesimama na wewe. That's why you like it takes one to know one. Tunasimamanga na wewe hivi kwa barabara. Sisi wawili. Ama si wote wenye mmesema hivyo. Huh? Tunasimamanga na nyinyi. Sisi tunatafuta clients hapo tunalipisha 50 bob. Si wote hapo Nakuru. Bado sijajua what the name of that street is. But tunasimamanga na nyinyi. Anyway, when it comes to mindset, part of growing up, that is maturing, is realizing that there is the ideals that are instilled in you when you're growing up, and then there is how the world actually operates. You might want to like sit there and be like, ew, it's a sex worker, I am so disgusted. You need to understand this. If you interact with them, if you talk to them, ukikubali kutangamana na watu vizuri, you will learn to see people as human beings. You won't be outraged ama get the ick every single time you come across someone who's doing something that you are not in support of. Hiyo ndio maturity. Utaanza kuona life differently. Wengi wenu inakaa ni kama hamjafika hapo. Like, that's why the video made you feel, yet if we did a little bit of digging in your life, tutapata makosa nyingi sana to do with your sexuality. Lakini, topic for another day. Anyway, I think for me, I am able to see these things because I allow myself to talk to people who are even the most judged in the world. And that has allowed me to know how to interact with people more. Like, imenionesha, like, how to understand people. And this is such a powerful trait to have because hapo ndio, you will improve your listening skills. You will manage to understand people, which will help you go far in life. Hey, leo nimerant sana,